The art community here in Boston is buzzing this week. That's because the Museum of Fine Arts got their hands on the first painting Frida Kahlo ever sold. It's a pretty big deal. Kahlo created the painting in 1928. It's titled Dos Mujeres, Two Women, and it's one of only 12 Kahlos in public collections in the U.S. Normally, Kahlo's paintings almost always feature a subject staring straight ahead. The colors pop, the works are striking and in your face. This one, though, is a little different. For one thing, Kahlo herself is not in it. Adriana Zavala is an art history professor at Tufts University. She's written several books about Frida Kahlo, and last year she curated an exhibit at the New York Botanical Gardens called Frida Kahlo Art Garden Life. Adriana Zavala was one of the lucky few who was able to see the painting before it was opened to the public yesterday.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's an unusually large work for Frida Kahlo, which is part of what's so exciting about it. It's really something you can sink your teeth into as you stand before it. And it's two women, you know, we believe Salvadora and Herminia, who appear to have been servants in the Kahlo household, so people that Kahlo would have known intimately. And given Kahlo's politics, probably women that she would have felt a real closeness to. That's speculative, but that's my guess. And it's the first painting where Kahlo begins to experiment with bringing the figural subjects all the way up to the foreground so that they're very close to the viewer conceptually. And there's this incredible screen of a citrus tree that sort of sits right behind the two women. And then there are these lovely details of these large, round, greenish citrus fruits, a little butterfly, a little caterpillar. And of course, later, when Kahlo would really begin to do self-portraits obsessively, very consistently, particularly in the 40s, she often utilized that screen, both in her own self-portraits and in some other portraits that she did.
Her home is a fascinating place. It's in this neighborhood of Coyoacán in Mexico City. I visited it. It's not a luxurious neighborhood, but it's very middle class. I suspect an intellectual part of the city when Frida Kahlo was living there. And probably most of the residents had housekeepers?
Yes, yes. I mean, of Kahlo's social class, to have a housekeeper was just common.
And Frida Kahlo was a socialist, though. What was her relationship with these two women, do you think?
Well, again, I'm speculating, because really all we know about the two women is that they posed for this portrait, or the subjects of this portrait. But people describe that Kahlo had a very close relationship with the domestic servants that she and Rivera had. She depicted the deceased child of one. Rivera also painted some of their domestic help. And so, of course, as socialists, they were committed to breaking down class divisions. But on the other hand, sort of culturally and socially, it was very common, even for socialists in Mexico, to have housekeepers and gardeners and a chauffeur and this kind of thing. That's still very typical in Mexico today. So it's part of Mexican culture. And yet I think there's an intimacy here. You know, what Kahlo's doing in 1928 is something that Kahlo probably assimilated from Rivera and from what other artists were doing, which was to ennoble indigenous peasants, ennoble working people, and make them worthy subjects for fine art. I think it's very self-consciously demonstrating to the viewers that these women are noble, that they have dignity, and that they're worthy subjects for an artist to paint a beautiful portrait of.
To kind of add more mystery to the narrative, I heard that sketches were recently discovered underneath the paint that suggests that one of these maids was actually going to be wearing an apron.
Yes, yeah. So Kahlo modified. The x-rays have revealed that Kahlo simplified the clothing. This matters for different reasons. So an apron would give a greater sense of domestic servitude.
Right.
She removes that. I know I'm not 100% sure it's an apron, but it's a ruffled element on top of the dress. So it could be that Kahlo wants to sort of take them out of that domestic servitude in this painting. The other thing that it reveals to us, and it just reinforces to me, that Kahlo was a meticulous and careful and thoughtful artist. This notion that she translated her life experience immediately to the canvas is myth. Kahlo is said to have painted very, very carefully, as if she was painting a mural, working from one corner and down and across the surface. Now, in 28, she may not quite have been painting that way, but what this tells us is that she sketched underneath, she thought about what she was doing, she made choices. What I want people to understand as they seize upon the extraordinary opportunity to go to the MFA from here forward and study this painting when it's on view is to begin to back away from this sort of psychobiographic interpretation of Frida Kahlo and to really think about her as an artist's artist, as an intellectual, as somebody who was making choices that were both deeply felt emotionally but also intellectually motivated. And I think that the underpainting, the underdrawing in this painting is some evidence of that, right? That she would remove that ruffle.
It's interesting because that whole narrative has sort of turned Frida Kahlo into this icon and less an artist.
Right.
It's funny.
More people recognize Kahlo's face than do her paintings.
Yeah.
People know more about her biography and don't necessarily understand her art.
It is amazing how paintings really are stories. You just need to dig a little bit. But the backstory to the sale of this painting is also a great story. I know it involved a party because of the inscription on the back. Mm-hmm. What is that inscription and what does that little clue tell us?
So the back of the painting is inscribed "En recuerdo de una noche muy agradable con la autora del cuadro," which means in memory of a very pleasant evening with the author of the painting. Evidently, when Jackson Cole Phillips, the man, the American industrialist who was in Mexico who bought the painting, he must have attended a party at Frida Kahlo's house. And this is before she marries Diego Rivera, but Rivera's there. Frances Torres is there, who is an American woman who was promoting Mexican art. Cristina Kahlo, Kahlo's younger sister, was there. And in celebration of a festive evening, each of them signed the back of the painting.
How did she hook up with this American industrialist, Jackson Cole Phillips?
So surely he was in Mexico on business, but it's very possible that he was collecting art. And perhaps through Frances Torres, this American woman who was promoting Mexican art, she may have introduced him to Kahlo and Rivera. Many, many Americans were going to Mexico in the 20s and 30s. It was close. And there was a vibrant art scene, and they were very interested in finding out what was going on.
What do we know about that party?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Other than this painting survives. And you know, in the Kahlo catalog Raisonné that was produced in the 80s, this painting was identified as whereabouts unknown. And it was in the Phillips family the entire time. So for 90 years, it's been in the collection of a single family.
And how did it go from the Phillips family to the MFA here in Boston?
It was purchased through a dealer in New York. And I think the MFA is just very lucky to have it because very few Kahlo paintings come up on the market.
Adriana, you were born in Mexico City. What drew you to Frida Kahlo? What began this whole kind of lifelong obsession?
Well, I'm bicultural. I was born in Coyoacán, actually, and very near the Frida Kahlo house. But my family moved to the U.S. when I was an infant, so I'm fully bicultural. I was raised in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I was drawn into the world of art history, and because I'm fluent in Spanish and I love Mexican culture, it was a no-brainer that in my doctoral degree that I would focus on 20th century Mexican art. And it's just been a wonderful ride. I love what I do. I love teaching. I love being an ambassador for Mexico. And Frida Kahlo has taken over my life for the last 3 years, and it's not done yet. There's new questions to ask about Frida Kahlo.
Tufts University art history professor Adriana Zavala, thanks so much for coming in and telling us about this painting.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now I got to see this painting in person. You can see Frida Kahlo's Dos Mujeres for yourself. A digital version is at PRI.org.